Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, let's go. Hello, with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yes, back today, full strength. Appreciate you gentlemen holding it down. Yes, they got plenty to talk about, including, oh man, no doubt about it, rest in peace to the great Jerry West, the logo, Hall of Famer. One of the greatest individual impacts on any sport, probably, in terms of his legacy and NBA basketball, both as player and as executive. Was certainly sad news that we saw this morning. Jerry West gone, passed away at the age of 86. We'll talk about that, certainly about his time in Memphis. Heard you discussing it with Jeff Calkins earlier. I got a couple Jerry West memories. Again, nothing as close as what Jeff's got. I think he got the book from him, right? When you get a book from Jerry West, I mean, you've got a relationship with him. And so we don't have that. Right, but we do have memories of the man. We'll certainly talk about, again, what everything he did for the game. I mean, he is the logo. Game 3 tonight, looking forward to that, of the finals. Kristaps Porzingis status up in the air. Report out of Louisville. Saw it come out, had it sent to me this morning. They want to do some scheduling with Memphis. It's been a while. We will discuss that report, I'm sure, at some point. Gentlemen, again, happy to see both of you on this Wednesday hump day.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Jerry West certainly was one of the most accomplished basketball people. I mean, it goes beyond just being a player, right? I mean, his executive days, coaching days. I mean, it's as good as, you know, you will see just in terms of accomplishments and achievements all across the board in basketball. NBA champ as a player, NBA Finals MVP, 14-time All-Star, All-Star Game MVP in 1972, 10-time first-teamer, 2-time second-teamer, 4-time All-NBA, All-Defense first-team, scoring champ in 1970, assist leader in 72. Obviously, his numbers retired by the Los Angeles Lakers. He's the logo, you know, for the NBA.
Brought us Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown. Made the trade for Mike Miller, among other things. As an executive, 8 NBA championships.
Now that I think about it, a trade that is still paying off in terms of Mike's contributions to the city of Memphis.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, the
man chose to live here and
that's right.
And has post career.
Yeah. And so
it might have never happened.
Lakers and Warriors, right? Was for Jerry West, those titles. So
we're counting the Warriors titles.
2-time NBA Executive of the Year. I mean,
one of them here.
Yeah, in 2004.
The final one.
That's right. Jerry West was a little bit before my time in terms of, you know, I didn't get a chance to cover him. I didn't get a chance to, you know, he never called and cursed me out.
I was on them preps.
That's right.
Working my way up the ladder.
You were kind of climbing your way.
Yeah, I was like covering Johnny.
That's right. You were covering Johnny.
Over at Lausanne.
You could talk to Johnny, but you weren't going to get to Jerry.
Nah.
But I don't know. The one thing that I always, like, again, this is all very in hand, but the one thing it seems like Jerry West was super invested in the jobs that he was doing, right, with the Grizzlies in Memphis. And he would call you, you know, I mean, that's what I gather.
Oh, he would.
He would call you, and he would let you know how he felt, which is a lost art, I think, in today's day and age. You know, it's not really that like that anymore all the time. So,
excuse my phone.
Yeah, is there breaking news?
I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers has decided to show up or something.
Oh, is that?
would that get an alert?
I'm monitoring.
I don't think that would get an alert in there with the Jets. But maybe
they're being held hostage, just like Green Bay once was.
It is. It is the thick of June, so that could perhaps spawn a whole new segment. But yes, listen, I as a basketball fan, I appreciate the man's contributions to the game. In every level, right? Obviously with the Grizzlies here too, but just the entire league. So he's a titan of the game.
And the greatness really was luring Shaq out to L.A., getting Kobe, you know, putting that together.
He gets one of that three-peat
because he actually moved on after the first one, and they win the next two, but he put that together. I mean, the greatness just involved in his time with the Lakers alone is enough to write a novel about.
Yeah.
You could talk for 3 hours about it.
But like I said, I would put that one, getting Shaq out to L.A., I'd put that one behind trading for Mike.
I noticed that you put the Mike trade very high.
Yeah.
And again, we talked about the economic impact
Correct.
Of having Mike Miller in
He's
your
opened
city
lots
and,
of restaurants.
And living here. So that is something that's still going on, much like we're hoping the Elon Musk move.
Exactly.
Has
on that same
long-lasting dividends.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jerry, for bringing Mike Miller to Memphis.
I mean, 86 years old. You know, I tell you this. I would take 86 right now.
Well, 86 and then pretty much working, right, all the way up until the end of it. It had been with the Clippers as well. And so that's, you know, basketball lifer. I think about Larry Brown in the same, now doesn't have the executive experience, but I think about him sort of in the same mold, basketball lifer. Right, and you know, Larry, only guy to have won an NCAA championship and NBA title. He's up there in the elite in terms of his contributions to the game. Jerry West, I mean, you'd probably put him above, obviously, but in the same mold, John, is my point here.
Exactly.
Basketball lifers, they're probably going to do it until they're gone. And again, Jerry did that. Contributions just for span decades.
Absolutely. So rest in peace to Jerry West. Again, one of the greatest basketball minds, certainly to ever do it. And is it too? Let me ask you this.
You're giving your best. Have you set up the show yet? Save your best takes on Jerry.
Look, I think Jerry would appreciate
this out here.
I think Jerry would appreciate this. But the joke today is that he was not going to be around for the Celtics passing the Lakers in NBA championships.
Oof, it's so soon.
I know, but it is good. It is good. He didn't want to see that last championship.
It's pretty good.
You know, and I think he would agree, as we obviously have game three tonight in the NBA Finals with the Celtics up 2-0.
I didn't realize this again until you go back and read, because again, the player history was long before our time, but led Lakers to 9 finals in 13 seasons, won only once.
Wow.
Also, I think the only man to have ever been named Finals MVP in a loss.
So who was beating them those years? The Bucks?
Celtics, I think so.
Celtics,
right?
Okay. And Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Did Oscar get one of those?
That's a good question.
Probably not.
I think they
might have gotten one, maybe.
But how about that? 9 finals in 13 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. They didn't win one in 71.
Okay.
So that would have been his time.
Yeah, I don't have all of his finals appearances in front of me, but we'll get to it.
Yeah. Again,
the player career, mm-hmm. You know, just as impressive as the executive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No,
and it's almost two different stories.
And that's why he's the logo.
In the same man.
That is why he is the logo. So, again, rest in peace to Jerry West. Today on the show, Bomani Jones is going to join us. The right time with Bomani Jones. He'll be here at 12:25.
All right.
Haven't talked to him in a few years. Said, hey, it's a good time to catch up. He had an interesting take on Caitlin Clark.
He did.
Yesterday. Said that she didn't earn it.
He made me rethink it a little bit.
But yeah. he also had a suggestion to keep her involved with the Olympics.
Saw that as well.
Which I think was certainly shrewd. And he got some blowback for
blowback that. Blowback on both, it seems.
He did.
Like.
He got blowback on both sides. And I really want to talk to him about a number of things. I want to talk to him about that. I want to talk to him about the volatility of the Caitlin Clark discussion, where it breaks down. And I also want to talk to him about his experience with this app in particular and how it's changed over the years. And if he finds that it is more volatile and if the algorithm has changed to amplify negativity and things like that. Just his experience, mm-hmm. right? I would like to talk to him about that. We get into the finals with him as that game is tonight. We will do Fade Brad. We're going to do Fade Pam today. How about that? A brand new segment.
We'll get her pick.
Pam Yates is here. We're going to do Fade Pam. Pam, you've got about an hour and a half to come up with a pick for tonight against the spread. Brad will give you all the information.
I'll be here for the NBA games.
Okay, sorry. Well, Fade Pam's off the hook for today. But Brad will be here, and he will give his pick for Game 3 tonight. Now, real quick, controversially, the number did change from, and Brad, you're going to have to be accountable for this. Brad tweeted that he had Boston Celtics minus 6.5.
That's not what I have down.
But that is not indeed the pick, was it? That was not the pick.
Are you kidding me? So was it 7? What was it?
It was minus 7.
It was minus 7.
At the time of pick.
Which is when we judge.
On Friday, and I asked John about that while he was gone to make sure we had an official ruling on one of these that happened during the time he was out.
So this isn't a require a judge.
Well, no, this is, you pushed rather than
you the, push.
Yeah, because we had a 7-point outcome.
Is that our first push?
Yes,
the group?
It is. Our it first is, push. Actually. That's why it's
yep.
notable.
It's significant.
It takes you from a win to an L, which means you don't lose. You don't lose Fading
right.
Brad.
Right.
And actually, you won because your Porzingis.
And his Porzingis
lost.
Lost.
I'm for the listeners, though. So clearly. Whatever this does for the listeners, I'm for.
No, I went back and looked. I checked the books. We saved it at the time of pick, and
because,
it was minus 7.
Thank you for Fade that, Brad Jason. Is only good at time of pick.
Correct.
Not a day later. Okay. Right. A day later, anything can happen. It can and move. It can go a different way. Like,
and that was the standard we used
exactly.
while John was out, so we have to stick
Well, there
with
we
it.
Have it.
Yep. Yes.
You know, the record gets worse and worse, which is in the betterment of our listeners.
It's 100% right. So now
that
42-31-1, are we, and that includes Porzingis, Jason?
Yeah, no, we don't include bonus bets.
That's just a side thing. It's a side thing.
So against the spread, versus spread
42-31-1, so unchanged from that, you know, I guess it's 57%.
It's still 11 games under 500.
Yeah, so, you know, about 10 units, 9 to 10 units gained here.
I'll be here for the pick today.
Brad says he will be here
Excellent.
For the pick today. He seems... almost confident.
Feeling green today.
Well, yeah. there's the Porzingis question that I'm interested in
yes.
how Brad
how
is
he
approaching.
Handicapped.
That will not
actually.
Factor in at all.
Okay.
As you know, I'm pretty rudimentary with my picks here. That okay. I don't even care. He could play. He might as well
still be with the Knicks.
He might as well. It doesn't matter.
Well, probably. He probably won't be the bonus, though.
He will not
No,
bonus,
that's fair
guessing,
to say.
Will you have a bonus today?
Yeah, I'll put a bonus together.
Okay, he has no
been
idea
the first
what it's going to be
right?
yet, but he will have a bonus.
Porzingis had been the first two bonuses.
It'll be a member of the Celtics, but it won't be Porzingis. I think we're pretty much... You can tell how piss poor I am at this by
that's right.
by how
he will
a bad
pick,
poker hand.
He will pick one of the Celtics to go over tonight.
We appreciate, though, that you're yes. not good at this.
Thank you, John.
Yes.
Yeah, you can read me pretty well at
no,
this
yeah,
point.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
I don't play poker with you because you're actually good at it.
Get you and Jason in a room together, you know, that would be a hell of
I'm
a game.
I'm holding up four. Yeah. I got four books.
Yeah, I would turn the cards over to each other.
Thank you.
But no, we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. And then at 125, the great Norton Hurd IV. Is going to join us at 125. Is he in studio?
I'm hopeful of that.
I've not
discussed it with him this morning.
Okay.
I want to say for most of this month he was on the road, whether it was at the Pangos or
gotcha.
The...
Okay, no worries. I just like to kind of know what I'm dealing
next
with in the third
camp.
Hour.
Yes.
So he will join us, and we'll talk to
One
him.
One way or the other.
I think we'll get his thoughts on David Jones. We'll get his thoughts on Memphis basketball. We'll get his thoughts on, you know, the summer, what he's got going on.
Well, also, too, I figured I'd ask him something we discussed. You know, John Morant's got his camp going on, obviously. So does Thad. He's got his annual camp, and it's something we've compared as well with Thad, an NBA veteran, obviously, coming out of Memphis. Does a free camp weekly. John Morant's got his camp coming out. We've discussed it. One-day camp, 3.5 hours, I think it is, $199. We'll discuss it with Norton Hurd, who's run many a camp, but more so an opportunity to talk about what Thad's doing for Walker Holmes and that Mitchell communities continue to do it every year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So that is the show today. In terms of the news today, obviously paid our tribute to Jerry West. I don't know if there was any person. I don't think you guys crossed paths quite yet.
Again, perhaps
spring fling.
You know, we did, and he made a couple of them. I remember my angle was, would Jerry be at Lausanne to see Johnny?
Gotcha.
And again, you won't hear that that experience anywhere else. Again, Jeff
There's
was getting
no doubt about
signed
that.
Copies of books from. Now, you mentioned something. You said he would call you and challenge you.
Yeah.
Is that something that happened with Jeff? And then it ended on sweet terms with the signed copy of the book.
I'm almost positive.
Do we
that
remember
Jeff had
what
calls.
It was about?
I don't remember. Okay. I'm sure it was a column, right? I mean, if it was trading for Zeebo or something.
Well, I wondered if it matched the personality of the Jerry West that they, you know, that was depicted in that.
I guess he'd have been gone by then, but I don't know exactly what it would have been. But I feel like there would have been some times where
Jerry Weston winning time was honorary. You said, yes. You know, you didn't want to ruffle his feathers or go off on you, whatever else. Now, of course, he didn't like that depiction of himself, but it must have ended on a sweet note. Again, my dealings with him covering his son,
right?
Who was okay?
Yeah,
you know, played with Mark, obviously. And a guy by the name of Carlos Taylor, I want to tell you.
Yes.
I was a pretty good player over at Lausanne during that time as well.
Yeah, all those guys.
But I was back on the preps, brother. I was watching from afar.
Yeah, he was. They were all interviewed for the Marc Gasol documentary.
That's right.
All the players you just mentioned were absolutely in the film.
Carlos, too?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
He's in Montana somewhere now, I think, coaching basketball.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, doing well.
Yeah.
And Johnny's with Golden State, right?
I think that's
still in their front office, I believe, or had just recently been.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll talk more about this with Bomani, too, at 12:25 and get his thoughts just on the career, right, on the career and life of Jerry West. There's also some news with Memphis basketball that I'm curious to get your opinion on, which is the rumblings that we could get a new series, a renewed series, with none other than Louisville basketball. It would start potentially as a home-and-home. And then it would go to a neutral in Nashville. So you get one home game against Louisville.
Yep.
You get one road game against Louisville. And then you cap it off with a neutral, I guess, at Bridgestone or something like that. Or I don't know. Is that where it would be? It had to be, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's where the Tennessee neutral there. Was.
Yeah, it was.
So it would have been. RIP. Can we not play that one? Can I just get that one?
Well, Rick still wanted to play it, right? He was up there and said, come on.
That's right.
Well, he was on the court.
He knew we all had COVID.
Like, we showed up.
That's right. He knowing damn well. Again, we're all in quarantine. So what do you think?
Initially, I was like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at what the Tigers have had on the schedule recently, and how much did the Vandy series help you? You know, you're hoping that the Mizzou series helps you in the sense that the Mizzou is a tournament team, and that's what I go back to, and I always have, whether it's, you know, renewing the rivalry with Arkansas that you would love to do right now, and you have. Even during the time that Muss was there, because the importance of it, let's do it while they're good. Let's do it while it benefits you. It's great to have these old rivalries, and Tennessee is one you would obviously like to have, and it hits for both reasons, the rivalry that it is, the intensity, but also how good that is to add to your schedule. Vandy did nothing, because, again, it doesn't add to your tournament resume. With all due respect, again, we're hoping Mizzou does something, but they could fall into the same category. My point, I would rather have a Louisville that you feel like, and you tell me, how good are they going to be under Pat Kelsey?
Right.
Figure it can't go down any farther than it is. Only place to go, but nowhere to go but up. Seriously,
yep.
That it's a program that's going to get up off the mat. I don't know, John, if it's going to be in enough time.
Yep.
For him to make them a turning team for the amount of time. You know, and again, I think that's what you want. But ultimately, I mean, again, I started meh. Because I'm thinking, well, will they even be a tournament team by the time you're playing this series? There's still that question. But ultimately, it's a series we all love.
Yep.
And listen, Kelsey's got to do better, certainly, than our man Kenny Payne did. And so hopefully he's got them at a place where they're up off the mat by the time you play them.
Yeah. I mean,
you'll get excited about it. Well, you tell me, will Louisville fans get excited about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah, I don't know. Because, again, they haven't looked at you as a real rival for a long time. Long, long time, John. We still got some of that blood that boils for them, but I'm not so sure. Again, theirs boils for Kentucky, for the University of Kentucky. It used to boil for us.
Right.
It still does. So the only reason I bring that up, are they going to travel here? Are they going to come down for the game? Maybe Memphis is in a good enough spot where it's an important enough game for them that they do.
Yeah.
That's why having Ole Miss and Mississippi State makes a lot of sense right now at a time, John, where your attendance really matters, turnstile count really matters. Those regional rivalries, they're going to bring their people. And so, again, that's the other part of this Louisville home and home is hopefully this will be something where you're not just benefiting from a resume standpoint with Pat Kelsey picking them up off the ground, but they'll have fans that come and put butts in seats, which is something that is needed as well.
Yeah, look.
So you can't say it's bad, right?
No, it's definitely not bad. I mean, I think
that. And you say it's meh. Yeah, it's probably better than meh.
It's good. I think it's good. It's not like what it once was.
Be good if they're a tournament team, right? If it doesn't matter. If they're not, then it can only hurt you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to predict they will be because they have NIL. that's what I know about Louisville. They have a lot of NIL. So I just assume that if you have a lot of NIL and you play in the ACC, you'll be competitive and you'll go to the tournament.
25-26.
Yeah, so that's
by 25-26 next year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they were in the Coleman Hawkins sweepstakes this go around, you know.
What has he gotten so far of note?
I know nothing really.
Okay, I thought there'd been
one. It was a tough, you know, but it's his first.
I know that they were on the list.
And they were late. Yeah, they got the job late, as you know how that goes, right? Like it's just you're trying to piece it together, and you're not really bringing a whole lot from Charleston, in that sense either. They got. The homie from USF.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking
about. Cason Pryor.
Yeah.
They got him. They got Chucky Hepburn. They got Terrence Edwards from James Madison, the very talented guard. Those are the big, you know, those are the big pieces for sure. They got the big man from BYU, but he's redshirting.
Well, good. That'll actually matter in 25-26.
Yeah.
You know, when they're, you know, reportedly trying to set this up for.
So it was a good class. I mean, they had to basically fill out the whole roster. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 guys they had to go get in the transfer portal this year. So I think, you know, a year from now, if any of those guys has multiple years of eligibility, which I know at least one does, and I think Pryor might, by the way, then they should be pretty good to go by 2025. That's when it starts.
I had a friend, a longtime Tigers fan, text me and said, personally, I just think that Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisville should be on our schedule no matter what. And you're not going to get two out of those three right now.
Exactly. I mean,
again, this is a longtime Tigers fan. These rivalries meant something too, obviously, and they mean something to you. But here's the point. Let's get them on because it means something to us no matter what. And that's why ultimately this will be a good thing. You hope Pat Kelsey's.
I think it's better than the Missouri game.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, what I mean?
Missouri and Vandy haven't done. Missouri didn't do anything for you last year.
Correct.
Hope was that Gates would have him right. That's your man over there
this year.
And we'll see. I mean, they can't. Right. I mean, it's almost can't go anywhere but up too.
Yeah, I don't know who they got in the portal. I'll look that up.
So they got to be better. But that's my point. Missouri could become the Vandy series that did nothing for you. So you don't want to fall in that category. That said. There's Tigers fans all over that still get the feels when you talk about Louisville.
Oh, they got Mark Mitchell.
Hey, I thought you told me Gates had a little something for us.
They got Mark Mitchell, and they got Tony Perkins from Iowa. So they will be better.
Mm-hmm. A little bounce back. We need them to be a tournament team in this second year.
I mean, Mark Mitchell was a beast for Duke. So
This is third year, right? May tournament first year, didn't last year for Gates.
And then he was at Cleveland State before that.
Of course.
Yeah. Listen, they should be. You're right. I mean, it can't get worse. Their basketball, their class is ranked 12th. In the country.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why I haven't put them into the Vandy category yet. It could join Vandy.
Right, and it's here.
If they flop this year. Yes.
And it's here.
That was last year that we were there. Yes.
That's actually.
That was a Stansberry game.
That's much better. Yeah, that's much better for
you. It's a Caleb Mills defensive game in the second half.
That's 100% right. So, yeah, I mean, listen, you're trying to get not just Power 5 teams, but Power 5 teams that can do something for you, right? And so
you need it.
I do think
seeding's still an issue here.
It checks the rivalry box for those who still care about that.
Yes, there are those that do.
But it's also a Power 5 team that, A, you could get on the schedule, and B, you know, might actually do something for you in the long run. You know, can't guarantee it, but it's, you know, it's probably, if they're, you know, it has the potential to be better than Mississippi State, for example. You know what I mean? Clemson, you know, Virginia. Are those two?
Clemson worked out pretty good. Yes, they're both on this year.
And you're there for both.
Go there. Gotcha. For both, correct.
It's a hell of a schedule, man. I guess you're going to replace. You're replacing one of those, right? Is my assumption.
Well, bringing on Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You've added them. You renewed with Ole Miss.
Right. But I assume you're going to lose both Clemson and Virginia. You do the home.
Yeah.
And home.
Oh yeah. Oh, those you were asking me. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Those were home and homes.
Yeah.
Those are all.
So you bring Mississippi State on. You know, Clemson and Virginia drop off after this year. You know, that's one of the replacements,
right.
The ACC. You know, I mean, again, if it happens, I think it's good.
I guess we can look at technically you've replaced Vandy with Mississippi State. That's good.
Yep, exactly.
That's good. That's an upgrade.
100%. And I think, you know, I mean, when I say Louisville's an upgrade over Clemson or Virginia, probably not today. But
not right
now. It could be. Virginia stinks. They're in the gutter. Clemson.
Well, up until last year, they were an NIT team.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yes. And they really barely, they shouldn't have made the tournament this year. I mean, we all saw that. We all saw how ugly that was. So,
who's got Brad? Can't never think of it.
Brownell.
Brad Brownell. I can never think of his last name.
Yeah, Colorado State beat Virginia 67-42.
Yeah, Virginia should not have been there.
Yeah, Clemson, where'd they go? The Elite Eight?
Yeah, they made a run.
They were leading by 15 against Alabama in that game. So,
Yeah, I mean, Clemson actually wound up, you made a bet on them. They ended up being a little better than you probably thought. And I think they brought back Chase Hunter. I think he's back, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. Clemson. We
guard.
Know. And what about I think your man.
Shefflin.
Is he back?
I hope. I'm not sure. Feeling like that. He seemed like a savvy vet that had maybe used up his eligibility. I hope if he's back. Sure. I mean, he does a ton for them.
He is absolutely back.
Huge.
He's absolutely because
they lost. They lost my boy, athletic
PJ Hall.
Yeah,
yeah, they lost him. He's gone.
Man, I always want to call PJ Walker.
Yeah,
that's why I stopped short again.
But PJ Hall was always in foul trouble.
It was an issue.
You know, so
is he a mocked?
Mm-mm. I mean, maybe somewhere like maybe second round.
Right? Yeah, I mean, he has the body.
Right, he
and
does.
The athleticism.
He certainly does.
But you're right; he could not stay out of foul trouble for like all season.
Yeah, he's a second round grade.
Yeah, I thought so.
So. Anyway, listen, that's positive for Memphis. These are Power 5 games. I feel like Memphis kind of at one point stopped getting these types of games. I mean, I guess it was like maybe the end of Josh and the Tubby era, and maybe even the first few years of Penny, other than the Tennessee game. They had Georgia, I guess, there for a minute.
Or you certainly were getting ACC teams like Virginia and Clemson.
Right. I mean, the brand is still good enough to get home and homes. With the Power 5, I mean, it's not Duke, Carolina, Michigan State, but it's this next tier. If you're, you know, it just is. So,
Let's be real. Yeah, it fell off a little bit to where if you were, you know, somebody scheduled you and they lose to you there, that's a big hit on the schedule.
Exactly.
You know, based on where Josh and some of those folks had it back then.
Exactly.
Like you said, still strong enough. You're hoping it stays that way.
Yes, absolutely.
Maui's gonna be good, man.
Maui'd be fun.
This schedule this year's
who's in it?
UConn.
UConn,
North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Dan Hurley will remain the coach there. North Carolina, there's one other big.
Auburn's there.
Yeah.
Let's see. North Carolina, Michigan State, Iowa State.
I mean, what else you want?
Dayton, Colorado, UConn, and Auburn. There's no.
Surely this will not fizzle like the battle for Atlantis did on you last year with Arkansas and Michigan.
It's not possible.
Not holding up their
end. I mean,
Villanova
really
didn't
good.
Even end up being anything. The team you lost to in the championship ends up not being a tournament team. Like, we looked at that and we said, great opportunity for schedule and resume. It was not.
Yeah.
This cannot. I mean, you got all the top brands.
I think Memphis will be an underdog or a pick'em to every single
one
of these
teams. There any of those powers that could have a Arkansas-Michigan-type flop that we're looking at right now? We say, oh, yeah. Whether it's a North Carolina. North Carolina's got RJ back. He's coming back.
Michigan State, maybe. They're not. Their portal work was not great. They could be the one that could, like, if you beat them.
Then it doesn't amount to anything.
But it's Izzo.
Like Arkansas.
They always make the tournament. So, like, you know, I just.
Yeah, I know. Usually, I just bet them to make the tournament every year one way or the other.
Yeah. So, really, I think. But getting a win in this event is going to be incredibly difficult. You know? I
mean, even in the consolation, whatever your bracket, whatever else, you still could be getting.
I mean, Dayton lost a lot. So, Dayton will, you hope that you're just paired with Dayton.
Oh, no. One of the big dogs will get them.
No doubt.
Believe me, UConn will get them, or you know what, whoever the weakest are, it'll be set up.
Who do you think Memphis gets paired with?
One of the tougher teams.
I think they get paired with Auburn. I think they're just going to. Yeah. I just think they're going to just put Memphis and Auburn in the thing
because they'll make the road rosy for UConn and North Carolina.
Exactly.
Rosier.
They won't give Memphis a shot at Michigan State, Carolina, or UConn.
They'll absolutely have UConn and North Carolina, UConn and North Carolina on opposite sides of the bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to play Iowa State again. That was not very fun when that happened. And was it Barclays Center? I don't. That style is just not good for Memphis to play against. My prediction today, there's only three possibilities that Memphis sees in the first round: Iowa State, Auburn, or Colorado. That's the only chance. Like they're gonna pair Memphis with one of those three teams. You're gonna have to win to get a shot right at a North Carolina, UConn, or a Michigan State. That's my prediction as of today. I don't know when the field would be announced, like the matchups would be announced. Probably later.
Yeah, it'll
in the
be
summer.
A while. Yeah.
But Memphis' schedule news continues to be really, really freaking good. And that is a good thing, no doubt, for the prestige and the brand of Memphis. All right, we'll come back. Bomani Jones is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about NBA Finals, Mavs, Caitlin Clark. Lots to get to with Bomani. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
FanDuel wants you to join in on all the carnage, all the crazy shots, and all the major action this week at Pinehurst. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the U.S. Major. That means you can boost your outright winners, your longest drive bets, and so much more. Plus, bet on finishing position and get paid in full for ties. You won't see any other sports books doing that. I'd be using my profit boost on world number one, Scottie Scheffler. All he does is win. So don't wait. Go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started and take advantage of your profit boost every round at Pinehurst. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So is there something happening with Jets minicamp? Is there something that, you know, maybe we should be paying closer attention to?
Well, everybody's asking the question if what happens in June is going to matter during the season.
Right.
And what's happening in June is that Aaron Rodgers has an unexcused absence from camp. Now, remember, Aaron Rodgers never did anything in camp for Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I think that context is important. Never appeared anything else. Would come out and be just fine. He is in a new place. He is coming off of a season-ending injury that killed him four plays into the year last year. But this is not unusual for him. What's unusual, it's an event, right, that they said, okay, go to. But they called it unexcused.
Yes.
And as I told you off air, that's for us to know, the public, media, and everything. That's the Jets' answer to, we're holding him accountable. This isn't the Green Bay situation where they, you know, we're doing everything that Aaron Rodgers wants and we've got to, you know, we're pretty much at his mercy. You know, again, it's either excused or it's not. If you know what the event is and you've allowed him to go, seems to me that's pretty excused. But publicly, they're calling it unexcused, inexcused, whatever you want to say there. And, yeah, they're asking the question, well, if he's not showing up when he's supposed to be there, especially at this time, you know, this is important for chemistry and receivers, I will never, you know, firmly believe that it's incredibly important for a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's done this over and over again. Albeit, this is a difference. You don't know these receivers as well, all that. You didn't have a year with them last year to break them in, Garrett Wilson and those guys. But I'm not going to worry about Aaron Rodgers in June and whether
you
know, this is going to affect the Jets' offense. Ultimately, that's the question you come to. You can't answer that right now because he's missing a little time from camp. Used to miss every camp for Green Bay in the offseason.
Yeah, I think that's
fine.
That's the part that I kind of wonder out loud. I'm like, is this...
Salah said he's not disappointed by it.
Right. Are we just amplifying this because it's June and we have nothing else?
I think the Jets here, foolish PR move again. You bring more attention to it by saying it's unexcused. And I guess from a standpoint, you could say that answers for the media to say you're holding him to some account. It's also for your locker room. You know, you've got vets in there who listen, they need this just as bad as the guys in the front office and everything else. And so for them to have to show up to a mandatory camp, in this case, 3 days of mandatory, for them to have to show up and you're saying Aaron Rodgers can go do, it sets a precedent in the locker room. That's a precedent that most in the NFL understand, though, because that's been Aaron Rodgers' career. And so, again, I think you have to apply context here rather than getting, you know, letting this be some overblown deal where you're getting worried about whether Salah's got control or anything else. Number one, I don't know if Salah's got control. Frankly, you know, you could question whether he does. That Jets defense is good enough to be Super Bowl caliber.
Right.
And if they get good Aaron Rodgers come September, which is what matters, they're going to be in contention. Ain't going to matter what happened in June.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is it?
That's pretty much the gist of it.
Well, what is it that we think he's – where is he?
Man, I don't know because he bowed out of running. Well, you were going to have him run
for
vice president, weren't you? You were ready to give him your vote and everything else?
Yeah.
You were ready for that?
Well, I think the United States needs a change. Yeah, we need more vibrance.
Bro, this is a man who goes to the dark place, a man who gets on the ayahuasca. Who knows what the event could be? It could be Jeopardy, bro.
Yeah.
Who knows? A guy, again,
so Salah says he did not talk to Aaron yesterday or today. He said that Tyrod Taylor only found out about it yesterday. He's the backup quarterback. It's a one-on-one conversation with Rodgers. It's not something that the team needed to know about. And he was asked, did Aaron know the team was going to call his absence unexcused? Aaron and I are on the same page. There's no issue between Aaron or his teammates for that matter. So like I said, we addressed it yesterday. It's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside, and that's about it. He was not asked where Rodgers is, which you know, again, it could be honestly
this is why
anywhere.
We don't know.
He could be anywhere, and even
literally,
if
he has a history of that.
If he was asked, Robert said, "I would say it's not my place to tell you where he is. If Aaron wants you to know where he is, he'll tell you where he is."
What if it's on a date?
The whole week? No, he's missing the entire minicamp. So, you know, you've been making excuses for this dude for going on how long?
I don't make excuses for him.
Yeah, you love him.
What I do is say you judge him in the regular season, and we could not last year because
right.
of the Achilles tendon injury.
No, I think this is just a function of the news cycle and where we are in the news cycle.
But if he hadn't done anything with him, I might pay a little bit more attention to this. He's been with him throughout the team's organized team activities this offseason more than he used to do in Green Bay with that squad, with that franchise in the offseason. So, you know, again, it's not like he hasn't been there, period. He's been around this mandatory, whatever it is, 3 days, whatever it is. Yes, he's gone. Who cares? You might have a few guys in the locker room mad. And I'll tell you what, none of them are the receivers who know that they're, you know, in terms of their production this year, it's all going to be dictated by him. Guarantee it's none of the offense is mad at Aaron Rodgers. They know he represents the ceiling. So, again, if you're not going to have any huge locker room divides or issues on this come September, what are we talking about here?
Agreed. I mean, it does not matter as long as he does show up.
But Saleh's in trouble, though. It's hot seat for him.
It does kind of, though, illustrate the weirdness, though.
Well, they've been weird for a while.
I mean, do you think that Aaron
last five
Rodgers,
seasons, they're right there with Panthers on most losses in the NFL.
Well, and what about Aaron himself the last 5 years?
Again, I was a guy who thought, it's not just the scarred Bears fan. I was a guy who thought Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, that can work. We didn't get to see it. You can't make a judgment on last year, the fact that he gets hurt. Now, he's 40 years old. So coming off of something as serious as an Achilles tendon, you know, for a 40-year-old is different. But I'm never going to not believe in Aaron Rodgers until I see him out there not performing. That doesn't count last year, you know, four plays in.
Right.
Can't make a judgment on that. Last time I saw Aaron Rodgers, he was still good.
Exactly.
I expect him to be come September.
No, he will be. I don't see any reason to think he will not still be the, you know. I mean, Tom Brady played amazing football until he was in his mid-40s, right? And he probably could have still kept playing. So I don't think of some drop-off, but I do kind of feel like his passion and love for the game is not really there anymore. I will say that. And that's one thing Tom did have. Like, that's all he cared about. And it kind of, I think, carried him and motivated him to still.
But how can you say that? We don't see that in the offseason. Never seen that in the offseason from Aaron Rodgers. Never in the offseason. Once he starts, and remember, he planted the flag as the jail. Remember how powerful that was that night? He went out there and threw the flag. That dude looked intense and ready to go for the season,
bro. That's true.
Once he's out there, he's usually ready to go.
Even though he had conspiracy theories about 9/11.
Again, we can go back to the night of the Jeopardy stuff, but that was him going all the way back through Green Bay. He never looked like he cared in the offseason.
No, yeah, that's fair.
That's never been Aaron Rodgers.
But he was also, you know, 5 years younger. He was also not coming off the Achilles.
I will say, when he first got the Jets, remember he changed the hair?
Yep.
He tried to change the image. You and I talked about it. We knew what that was for the New York media.
That's right.
Who wasn't going to buy his BS
right.
about some of this stuff, including 9/11.
He got all clean
cut. And he changed up his image a little bit, again, showing some commitment.
That's exactly right.
Because I thought it was going to lead.
He didn't get
remember that? Remember the shirts he was wearing? He came in looking like Nicolas Cage from whatever movie that was?
Yep.
I mean, he was gone in the offseason. At least he committed to I'm going to clean this up, come in, committed. To this franchise. And again, four plays in, we don't get to see what could have been. There is no excuse for the Jets not to be at least in the mix in the AFC East. I'm not saying win it. You'd probably still have Buffalo up there. Miami's still going to be there. They're coming off of a ton of injuries last year. Tua should be fine as long as he plays the entire season. But the Jets with Aaron Rodgers and that defense, if they're not competitive this year, again, that's hoping he's healthy, then Saleh's gone. And they should just clean out the whole thing because it's been dysfunctional.
And they will. And they will. I mean, I think they have it set up pretty good in that way, right? They have it set up to where they can get off of everything and just totally. And they got enough young players where, you know, you just kind of do the same thing all over again and try to find a quarterback. You know, you got Garrett Wilson, you got Sauce.
What the mistake could be is that they have, much like the Lakers have in catering to LeBron and trying to win, they've catered to Aaron. They went out and got Nathaniel Hackett, who failed as the head coach in Denver.
Yep.
That's Aaron's guy. They've done everything to cater to Aaron. And so you can ask the question, well, is he showing the same commitment back by missing this mandatory camp and everything else. Let's do, again, there are separate rules, and there have been for years for Aaron Rodgers, and that hasn't changed because he is coming off of an Achilles tendon. And I think there should be. I think he's earned them. I'd still tell you in the same breath, he hadn't. You know, he should have more Super Bowls than right. he has. Still a Hall of Famer. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, yeah. No, he is. I'm excited. I hope. I look at the NFL.
AFC should be fun.
The NFL needs, you know, Aaron Rodgers to be good. I mean, it's just the truth. Now, there are a lot of other great quarterbacks, but we love the guys that we sort of, you know, have known for 10 to 15 years. Now, the more I've gotten to know Aaron, the less I like him, you know. Like,
well, again, that's off the field.
Yeah.
On the field, it'll be interesting to see if he can try to pull this Tom Brady and still play at this high level yep. post-40, right? I mean, that's...
I mean, that is an unknown.
Again, that's a very small group of guys, and Tom's really one of one that have done that. Will we see a decline, especially coming off of an injury as serious as this late in his career? Remember when Tom had the knee injury? That was a much earlier in his career.
Yep.
He didn't face anything like this at this point of his tenure, of his career, like Aaron is coming off of with this Achilles. But remember, Aaron told you he was ready to play. He was back running, what, 3 weeks after he did this, trying to prove to you he's Superman.
Yep.
So we've had much more time now in this offseason. Hopefully he's going to be right.
Yeah, post 40 is a whole new frontier.
Right, exactly. It's post 40 coming off injury.
Yeah.
Is that. And so we could see a decline. I'll believe it when I do see it.
He was MVP, what, 2 years ago?
Feels like it two or three, not longer than 3 years ago.
Yeah, so.
And he's got four of them, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can't challenge the greatness.
Right.
You know, just because he's only got the one Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was 2021, so 3 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago, that would have been 37, which is also the age of Rich Gannon. When he won his MVP, has did Brady win one?
It's a weird random
later.
Stat
nugget. Well, I'm wondering if they're the oldest. I'm wondering if they're the oldest.
That's probably good. Well,
you know, unless Brady won it, you know, I'm trying to think. I don't know if Brady would have though. Let's see. When's the last MVP that Tom Brady won? He won 2017. So that would have been what seven years ago. He would have been he was 39.
Oldest.
So maybe actually even 40. He was 39, turning 40. So
one of one.
Bro was 39 years old, man.
There's nothing Aaron can do to catch him. He's not interested in catching him. He's on a team that's, you know, set up to be a contender.
Right.
There are at least three teams in the AFC you're going to put ahead of them, probably more to start. But
right.
They should be in the mix, man, if he's healthy.
I think he actually would have been 40 years old at that time.
Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. So... He was 40 when he was named league MVP in 2017, so he is the oldest player. I don't think that will never be broken. There will never be an older player than 40 that wins.
I mean, Aaron MVP. Is 40, right? If he yeah. won it this year, he could
yeah.
tie it.
Yeah, yeah he could tie it.
I don't know when his birthday is, but he's 40 right
you
now.
You don't know when Aaron Rodgers' birthday is?
No, I didn't pay that much attention, bro. I just know his record.
It's December. He could break it. He'd be 41 when he gets the award officially.
Okay.
So he would be the oldest at that time. But I would not bet on that.
I bet you he's hell-bent on it.
Oh, that's an interesting...
Again, you're going to see a motivated Rodgers once that season starts. Whether he'll hold up.
Let's see what the odds are on that, by the way.
Aaron Rodgers, MVP coming off Achilles?
I bet they're lower than you want them to be. That'd be my guess. I mean, these books ain't stupid, bro. All right, let's see. MVP. I'm going to guess right now. I haven't seen it. I'm going to guess 16-1. That's going to be my guess. Do you have one?
A guess?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, let's see. Regular season MVP, Aaron Rodgers, 22-1.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Yeah, so he has better odds than...
You're handicapping one so bad.
He has better odds than, I guess worse odds, you would say, than Matt Stafford, Tua, Trevor, Jared Goff, Anthony Richardson. People in front of him.
Brock, Trevor?
Yeah, his odds are so, like, he's lower, right? So he's 22-1, Trevor's 30-1.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? The people that are in front of him, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Herbert,
yes, okay.
Hurts, Love, Lamar, Joe, Josh, CJ. CJ is number two in MVP voting, or excuse me, MVP betting. And then Mahomes is just a simple 5-1.
That worries me about this encore for Houston now. Everybody's just jumped on.
Agreed.
And they're, you know.
I think, again, I said before, I think Joe Burrow is the guy, 10-1. I think Joe Burrow, this has to be his year. If it doesn't happen this year, it ain't going to happen because you're losing T. You're losing, you know, a huge part of your offense.
What's the T holdout situation? Is he going to be there?
Yeah, I think he's going to be there, but this is like his last year.
Yeah, he's done
it. Yeah. So I really feel like it all kind of lines up for Joe this year. But, you know, got to be healthy. That's the thing. And he never is.
No, the thing is Patrick Mahomes will be MVP.
Bro, Joe Burrow is the only man that can beat him. He's the only one. It ain't gonna be Josh.
Well, y'all call me when Joe Burrow's ready to stay healthy.
Well, we haven't seen CJ have to do it yet. Now, have we? We haven't seen CJ Pat. I think that's the opener, isn't it?
I believe that's correct.
Now that's gonna be electrifying, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Pat versus CJ Stroud. Oh my gosh! Woo! Now we're cooking. Just thinking about it, man. Get me out of this Caitlin Clark hellscape.
You're going to be where I was. You get more excited about the other team's quarterback.
Oh, like yeah.
With Aaron.
More
for me. That'll be you.
What do I have to get excited about with my team? Absolutely nothing. What, Zamir White handoffs, bro?
Crosby's 11 sacks.
Man.
In a losing season.
Trailing by 10.
We're going to give him 11 and a half.
I appreciate his competitiveness, but it ain't translating to winning.
Oh, and then who we got on the other side? We added. Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins.
Oh, my goodness.
It don't mean a thing.
What a defense this will be
for
Raider Nation.
Yeah.
Just a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, but it ain't going to matter. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that sling.
And we handing that thing off to who now?
Zeus. Zamir White.
Right. The league's 16th leading rusher.
Well, everybody loves him. He was great.
He might get top 10.
Oh, we're going to hand the ball off 18
times. Because y'all going to be running that thing.
Absolutely.
Have you seen new, skinnier version Lamar Jackson?
I have seen that.
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
because he looks a little Bryce Youngish.
Yeah, you got to be
careful. Kind of smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little gaunt.
Got to be careful. You know?
I'm not sure I understand the philosophy. I
don't either.
I don't see how that helps you. Terms of your durability
right.
In this league.
Yeah, I don't think it does, but
shall see.
Bryce, to his credit, got through the whole season.
Maybe he knows now with Derrick Henry, I'm not going to have to run that thing anymore, so I can slim down a little
bit. Well, I will say,
I haven't read everything in terms of the why.
I never heard your mea culpa on Bryce Young because he played every game this year, didn't he?
No, he missed one.
He missed one.
I want to tell you, maybe one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah, he missed some time.
Y'all told me he was going to get crushed like underneath
He basically did. That entire team got crushed. They were awful. And we took his best receiving weapon before he could even throw to him in DJ Moore. But look at it. He missed some early time, and it derailed them for the entire rest of the season.
He played and started in 16 games.
Yeah, he missed one.
So he missed one. I mean, but you're going to hold it against him for
I said one and a half because one of them games he started, he could not finish.
I'm
dead on about Bryce Young.
Look, he completed 60% of his passes.
Two words, C.J. Stroud.
Yards per attempt, not bad, 5.5 yards.
We forgot about you, Bryce, because of what C.J. did down in Houston.
I'm looking forward to a bounce-back year from Bryce. I think he's going
to
do it.
Throwing to who? Adam Thielen?
Deontay Johnson.
Man, stop.
Bro, that's exactly what they need, the underneath receiver that can take it. Deontay Johnson still has some ability.
Bro, you are not going to hype up the Panthers Memphis Sports Radio.
What about my guy?
You let Chernoff do that.
What about my the super country dude they drafted, bro? Leggett. He's the countryest dude I've ever heard in my life. Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. They drafted him.
Bro, they will be one of the worst teams in the league again this year. We have their second-round pick, and I'm expecting it possibly to be the first pick of the second round.
New coach. Dave Canales.
I know. Chernoff's high on
him. They'll be competitive.
I've read his stuff. Believe me, I'm more plugged in on the Panther situation than you think.
Yeah, clearly.
Again, that is still a losing situation.
Yeah.
With very far
I think
go.
But I will say the division is not great. That's the only saving grace for them. Saints should drop off.
Do Kirk Cousins Bucks. Says get up out of here.
All right, the Falcons will give you Bucks and should come all the way back, and then the Saints aren't going anywhere. They got Derek Carr as their quarterback. So I think there is an opening there to win some games. I'm rooting for Bryce. I think he's a talented young man, and he's got a new scheme and at least one more weapon. So.
Mission talented little young man.
He is. He's a small guy, but played 16 games. I mean, got to show him some love. You got to show him some love in that one. He was doubted. He was bet against, and he just keeps coming to work.
He didn't do anything, dude. Stop acting like he achieved something last year
playing
16.
5.5 yards per attempt. I mean, if
C.J. Stroud is who we were talking about. He went 2.
C.J. had a lot more advantages than Bryce did, unfortunately. I mean, he had.
Was there not a rookie receiver to make like C.J. did with, what's my boy's name, Nico, whoever the.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys. Or was
Mingo.
It Tank.
They got Mingo. I don't think Mingo did anything last year, though. They got Tank Dell. They got Nico. Nico Collins was there, I think, a year or two before.
Tank was the rookie, though, right?
Yeah, Tank was good. He got hurt, but he was there for
a few
games.
He made him.
Yeah.
See, you know, Bryce got to do that, too.
They tried with Mingo, but, you know, from Ole Miss, but he didn't really do very much. You know, that's the issue. 43 receptions, 418 yards.
There will never be as in-depth a breakdown on the Carolina Panthers for the rest of the year as there was on this show June 12, 2024.
You damn right.
You got lost in it. You went down a rabbit hole, fool.
Nah, the folks need to know what's going on.
Sitting up here saving Bryce, caping for Bryce.
They're going to say, damn, you really called it. You called, like, Babe Ruth.
What?
Babe Ruth. I saw him coming. Six wins. I saw him coming from worst to first. That's what you
read, Chernoff. Take the over on season win total.
For, dude.
Let's say, what is it, three?
Dude.
Four now.
Terrace Marshall Jr., are you kidding me?
All right.
I told you.
This started with Jets, a real NFL situation.
Adam Thielen.
It finished with an under Carolina.
Adam Thielen.
Calm down.
All right, we'll come back with a rundown. Then Bomani Jones is going to join us at 12:25. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.